Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, so you're out on a double date with your SO and a friend from a long time ago who you've always had a crush on. And this person that you've always had a crush on, their date is a super famous person. And you go back to their apartment, and the super famous person says, "Punch me." What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Colin.
Oh, wow.
So I'm talking Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah, pretty specifically.
It's pretty, yeah. They go back to Keanu Reeves.
A lot happens. A lot happens to get them there.
Right.
Because, to be fair, and I'm bad at names, but Randall Park.
Yes.
Has been very, pretty passive, but kind of aggressive at Keanu Reeves. And Keanu Reeves has been laughing it off pretty well and being a little condescending.
But he's also been insane.
But he's by saying punch me, he's pulling the subtextual aggression, and he's like, okay, fine, let's deal with it on its face. And you'll also realize
that
how
is
crazy
not
it is.
The kind of person you can deal with in life.
No.
Someone who's going to take subtextual aggression and make it textual.
You're Ali Wong, right?
I'm Randall Park in this scenario.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm on Keanu's side as well, because here's the thing. This guy's throwing shade. He barely knows Ali Wong. He knows that he likes her.
Yes.
He knows he's having a great time. He goes, shows up to this dinner, and all of a sudden, there's this poor person being a bummer to him.
Yeah, total bummer. And, like, overdressed and uptight and, like, not cool.
He didn't know he was going to be overdressed when he went into that. He was going into the lion's den. He was going outside of his sphere of comfort, and he was like, this is what I probably should do.
Uh-huh.
Here's the problem, and I guess I know too much about him. Because he's also in a loveless relationship.
Yes.
Who, Keanu is?
Randall Park, when he realized he wanted to be with his best friend.
Oh. He
should have broken up with her, but he brings her along.
For a second, I was so scared you were talking about real life Keanu. I'm like, wait, no, why is he not being loved?
He's great. Actually, though, he did give an interview where he said he was lonely.
Yeah,
he's riding the bus
singing to strangers.
Yeah, he's
and
like
shit.
he's like I don't know if it's going to happen for me, if it'll ever happen, but if it does, I'm open to it. It's just this is the road I'm on.
God, you know
it's
what?
It's a great line.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. Keanu is the man.
Yeah. So I think
fictionally and real life.
Yeah, like Randall Park built that bed and he's got a lie in it.
He was about to confess to Ali Wong that
yes, and then
and
stayed
then she
with,
was like, "Oh, I found somebody."
Right,
so
but
that's when he was retreating back. When he was like, "Oh, the one thing I wanted in life is not available to me. I'm going to retreat back to whatever is even remotely comfortable to me."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still shitty of him.
I don't know what options he had at that point.
Now let's do this hot take from another perspective.
Okay, great.
You're dating this guy, and he at first he was really into you.
Yeah.
And like you would have lots of fun and like you're kind of quirky. And so it's sometimes hard to find someone who's like going to listen to you, but he's like in a band and he is really nice to you. Sometimes his friends are kind of rude to you and he doesn't really defend you. But like when it's just the two of you, it's okay. And then his best friend from when he was a kid comes to town and you're excited to meet her because she's so important to him. And his dad talks about her all the time. And she is standoffish to the point of rudeness, but still like kind of hangs around to check you out. And you're as nice as anyone has ever been to a rude person. And then you could tell your boyfriend's getting kind of distant and it's weird.
I mean, you and can then, tell that he's interested. Yes. And the reason they're both being weird to you is because they want to. Yeah.
And maybe he might have even told you that they slept together in college or right before college. Who knows if he has, but he might have. And he's like, no, let's go on a double date. And you're kind of surprised because you thought like maybe the relationship was over.
Right.
You get to the double date. And before her date shows up, you can tell the tension is still there. And he is embarrassed to be overdressed. He's trying to dress up for her. He's not dressing up for you. He doesn't care about you.
He never dresses up for you.
Yeah, he doesn't even pay attention to you. And then Keanu fucking Reeves comes in. And he not just comes into your restaurant, which by itself would be a highlight of your life.
Right.
He comes to your table.
Right.
Because he's part of this group date and he is nice to you and he is friendly and he is sweet and kind of, he's weird.
He's definitely super weird.
He's super
weird.
And
also you seize the opportunity to make this something that you can take advantage of. Because
that's
she's,
later.
Yeah.
But that's a post punch. That's post
that
punch.
That is post punch. But I think she's committed to punch already.
I think when she hears punch me, she's like, oh, good. I can write both these motherfuckers off. I don't have to ever see these people again. Let's see if I can get some money. She's the one in the toughest spot. Ali Wong obviously is in the best spot because she had weird, great, freaky sex with Keanu Reeves.
And his thumbs.
And all of his thumbs.
Right.
And she gets to go home with the love of her life.
I don't know.
It all works out for her.
Like,
but
what?
Her,
scenario are you in where someone says like at a four person party like a right. double couple hangout
I
when someone says
your,
punch me
right it is very it like it seems like a very like and it is it's an alpha tough guy like
yeah.
well then punch me bro then
yeah
punch
yeah
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's veiled in this like Keanu specific spiritualism that
yeah.
they're playing up in the scene and stuff like that.
Well, and they're playing that weird game. The game that they're playing is like,
I think my favorite part of that was when he goes, you know, this game works better at a tempo and you're slowing it down.
I could rewatch that movie now.
It's really good.
Oh, man.
That's a super weird thing. That could be a hot take. You're playing parlor games.
and punching comes into the picture.
Even before punching, your SO just complains about the tempo at which you're playing the game.
I know. The game he invented.
Well, then you play faster.
And is a purposefully like... in like trying to make each other vulnerable and
it's total Tyrion Lannister shit. It's like the whole let me guess a secret about your life
and then you have to drink.
Did we already talk about that? That was some bullshit.
I don't think
what
so.
Was that?
No, we talked about it personally.
Brienne as a virgin
because he's mad that she mentioned that she didn't know he had been married.
Right,
as if it's her job to know his deep dark secrets. What are you doing? Tyrion's
a mean drunk. He's a mean drunk.
Yeah, but it was just like, you're lashing out at the wrong person. She did not know about your prostitute wife who was betraying you all along. She literally did. She thought
that
she was...
That was a second wife.
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that one. I was thinking about the first one that Jamie knew about. And oh my God. Because that came up with Shay in that same fucking game that he forces everyone to play.
The bad game. It doesn't work out.
I want to get back to the Keanu Reeves scenario.
Okay, sorry.
Because the question isn't, let's judge Randall Park's character. The question was, Keanu Reeves says, punch me. What do you do?
I think I say, are you kidding? And me, Ryan Mogi?
Yeah, you,
I
Ryan
say,
Mogi.
Are you joking? I think I try to make him feel stupid.
Yeah.
That's insane that you're saying that to me. If he's... If he's Keanu Reeves, though, to be honest, I'm probably into it.
You kind of want
to
see how he's going to take the punch?
Yeah, I might do it like, I might be like, more, instead of like, are you serious? I might be like, are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I could just punch you just like as hard
like
as I want?
Like this?
Oh my God.
Like this. No, harder?
Yeah, you try to, I think what I would do is try to like manipulate that into like a stage combat lesson with John Wick.
Sure.
Like, see if I can get a, like, I don't know, just a quick spar. Just normally, a quick spar.
Yeah. Normally you'd have to pay like,
oh my God,
like $1,000.
I don't think
like
there's,
that,
right? I don't think Keanu Reeves has a price that you could pay him for stage combat that like one of us like, could hire
wait,
him.
Wait, but like, for one wait, am I supposed to have my shoulders like this when I do it? Does that look right? Does that? Oh, do you want to ride motorcycles?
I think, okay. The Keanu Reeves of it does make it harder.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, that is my cue to leave. Like, I think now I'm done.
Yeah.
Whether I take my girlfriend that I've been emotionally abusing all night with me or not, I think that's the sign. Anytime, honestly, on a double date, because it's not even a party, it's a double date.
Right.
And one of the four people says,
says punch,
punch me.
Me. Yeah. I think you gotta, oh, you got to leave.
Let's call it. I'm out.
Yes.
Yes. And oh my God, if you take Keanu Reeves out of the scenario, it's so cut and dry.
If it's, yeah, if it's just like a recording of same day shipping and Colin says to you, punch me in the face.
Delete. Unsubscribe.
Don't unsubscribe. I'll get over whatever the issue is. And the next week's episode won't be about the punching. No. We hope.
Hope.
I feel like we could do a couple episodes on all of us punching Colin.
Oh, stop it.
We don't want to do that.
Guys,
I'm sorry, Colin.
I'm on a roller coaster ride of emotion right now.
Hey, speaking of roller coasters.
Yeah?
Let's talk about theme park ships.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because look, Galaxy's Edge is a thing. We can do Star Wars now.
Yeah.
As an amusement park.
It's amazing. I did it. It was so cool, guys.
And
it was
we,
so fun.
We will talk ships, but I also just want
to.
I just want to talk. You have a little droid.
I have
a droid under the coffee table right
yes,
now.
Yes, hanging out with my dog. I think they're friends now ish. as long as the droid doesn't mess with them, he'll say punch me. But
friendship
the...
between robot and dog over.
It was short lived, but it was glorious. So yeah, it's amazing. They've done a great job, and we also went on kind of a cloudy day, so you really couldn't see anything on the horizon.
Oh, that's which so I, cool.
Who knows what it's like with the sun
you
out?
Were just
maybe
on
you
Batu.
Still can. Yeah, you're just on Batu. You're this is where you live.
Yeah,
now.
You don't want to see Anaheim.
No, there's no Anaheim. There's no park.
Pretty much ever.
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to see an Anaheim?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Disney.
No, if they move Disney up like 100 miles in the air.
Above the clouds.
A cloud city, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. A cloud city, and I would go that too instead of Anaheim. But okay, so it's amazing. I highly recommend it. They did a great job of building it. The Millennium Falcon, I can't wait to go. I went with my mom, we had fun, but I want to go with a group so you can, because it's six people in the cockpit. So it would be so cool to have like just six of your friends and fly the plane. Also, and I was telling Patrick this, the AR experience, the part where you're on your phone, it's called your data pad while you're in Galaxy's Edge.
Very good.
It is a full-on game where you're interacting with the space. You are sending, either if you're a rebel, you're sending like coded messages, or if you're First Order, you're trying to get those same messages and decode them. Or if you're a scoundrel, you're doing it all for money and credits.
Yeah.
Which is what I did. It was great. Playing both sides against the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so fun, guys. It was the next level of theme park. And the next ride is supposed to even be like the best ride that there's ever been.
The Rise of the Resistance.
Yes, it's supposed to be really cool. So like, thumbs up. Disney did it right. But they kind of always do, to my book.
I know you were just there the one time now, but from one visit, does it seem like there's anything in the park to ship?
I mean, both Rey and Kylo Ren walk around.
Perfect.
And as a prequel to this, my mom and I watched episodes 1-8. And yeah, I mean, Kylo Ren and Rey is still kind of the hottest thing.
It really
is. Such a good ship.
It's kind of
great. I love it so much.
So the two of them exist. There's no Han Solo in the mix.
Right.
Because
this takes place like after, right?
I don't know if it, I mean, Rey's around.
Right.
So it has to be like the resistance is functioning. I think I think it takes place now, but who knows after the third movie if it will take place, if that will affect things. But yeah, Chewbacca's working on, he's got so many gray hairs, guys.
He's an old
Wookiee.
He's an old Wookiee. And then... Yeah, there's, oh gosh, And I love animatronics. Like, I think they've always, like, fascinated me.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're really cool. And there's...
It's like, what if vacuums and gears do when you put a human
exactly.
suit on?
It's like, whoa.
What if they had skin?
Yeah. So cool. And there's this guy, and I can't remember his last name. His first name's Hondo. Is that a title or a name?
I think that's his name.
Okay.
Because he's in, like, the Rebel series, I believe.
Yes.
Hondo, is this a Han and Lando offspring?
I bet that might be how they named him.
Okay.
But he's an alien. Oh. He's non-humanoid.
He's got, like, spikies on his...
He's got spiky
on his
things.
Face.
And his animatronic, I knew it was an animatronic.
Fell in love with it, yes.
I almost fell in love, so that was on one ship. But I almost thought it was a guy in a suit. Like, he moved really naturalistically.
Yeah.
And so I think... Give me time. I might come up with someone to ship with him.
Okay.
Like, so he's shippable.
We'll come back later.
Yeah, he yells
for Galaxy's Edge specific ships.
He yells at Chewbacca a lot, but that's not very sexy.
No.
There needs to be something else.
Although that's how Han interacts with him a lot, too, is just by yelling at him.
I don't ship it.
I guess that's
you
how
ship
they...
it, really?
No. He's sort of his slave.
Yeah, and honestly, the Wookiee doesn't... I wish that Chewie had more personal life. I know he does in some of the books that are no longer canon, but like he deserves.
I'm only familiar with his personal life from the Christmas special, which
he has
is
a family,
life
day. Right?
Yeah, but he's the long haul trucker,
right.
of that galaxy.
Yeah, he is.
He's not gonna make it home for Christmas. Actually, does he? I didn't see the end of it, maybe.
He probably makes
the
it
whole
home.
Thing is Han trying to get him home.
Life
day.
Are you thinking of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Because I got something horrible to tell you about that character.
Oh, that John Candy's wife was in the trunk the whole time?
Yeah.
Is that the horrible thing?
That's the horrible thing. Because I was thinking, could you ship... And this is not a theme park ship. Could you ship Barf and Chewie?
I ship Barf with John Candy's character from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a good ship.
So good together.
That's a good ship.
That is a good
actually.
Ship.
I'm having a hard time thinking of anyone that I would ship Chewbacca with.
I mean, his wife. I imagine. I don't. I've never seen them interact together.
I don't know that you can ship that. His wife, I imagine.
I guess I hope.
Okay, sure. This is an aspirational ship. Yeah.
I hope that if they ever are in the same room together again, that it's good.
That's a good one. Okay, but I did come up with a Disneyland ship for the theme of this episode that we're doing.
What do we got?
It involves a lot of headcanon.
Perfect.
But I imagine, if Disneyland obeys Night at the Museum /Toy Story rules, and when the last worker leaves Disneyland, all of the rides come to life and have personalities that are very similar in the personalities you would project upon them by how they play during the day.
Which is why they keep the doors to Pirates of the Caribbean locked.
Except that's part of my ship.
Okay.
So every night.
You don't want that Johnny Depp walking around.
No.
Every night, a certain group of pirates break free and they cause havoc. And their favorite place to go is Fantasyland to mess with the princesses. And it's not as... It's not as what?
It's not as, like, fraternity boys...
panty raids, too.
It's more like a middle school panty raid that... Like, it's more of like they crash a slumber party than... They're not really trying to make trouble, but they aren't very nice. They, like, mess with the princesses.
So we're taking, like, the least rapey pirates.
Yeah, because the rapey ones are locked up.
Yeah, they gotta be.
When you said break out, I was imagining the ones with the bone trying to get Fletcher.
Those are good ones. Those three guys, they're pretty good. But yeah, so like they're
in jail for something.
Yeah, they make trouble. Well, they're in jail for honestly, they were trying to protect their homes because that's after the pirates.
That's a good point. So they're not even
piratey prisoners. Yeah. They would. Yeah, yeah.
So it's three guys from the pirates, and it's the guy I'm actually shipping because I was stuck under him in a. The malfunction of the thing. The one who sits on the bridge over and has his little foot dangling. He's a little drunk. This guy. So he's been going with his friends to do these. They call them raids to go mess with the Fantasyland people, to fuck with the carousels, turn some of the horses backwards and stuff.
Oh, those rascals.
But the horses are horses now.
Right. Yeah, sure.
So it's really rude.
But they're horses that are
stuck.
They're impaled. Yes.
And all they want to do is go forward. But if you turn half of them around, it won't go either direction.
Oh, my God. The carousel must be the loudest part of
it's
the park.
It's horrible. It's
bunch of horses trying to escape their prison.
They go there
don't you
every
think
night.
The Dumbo ride would be louder. It's a bunch of Dumbos.
Well, Dumbo's pretty mild mannered for as far as elephants go. I suppose
he's very sweet.
I suppose that's true.
But yeah, every time they blow their noses, it's loud.
What a racket! Okay, so what happens with this drunk guy?
So he goes with it, but his heart's not really in it.
Mm.
And one day. He finds a dark place to hide because he's like, I don't really want to do this, but like my friends are going to give me shit if I don't do it. I'm a pirate. I'm supposed to be badass. Yeah. I carry a freaking a liquor bottle with me. They think I'm going to be fun and wild.
It's got five X's on it. What am I supposed to do?
So he goes and he's also his feet hurt because he's been barefoot running around. So he goes into this dark room and he's like, okay, cool. I'll chill here. I won't mess with any princesses. And out of the shadows comes a hag with a big wart on her nose and an apple in her hand. And she's like, and she takes one bony finger and she's like, I know what you do every night and I like it. And then they fall in love.
So this is the evil queen
from
Snow White.
Yes, from the fearful, I can't remember what it's called, the scary adventure, Snow White Scary Adventures.
And it is scary. That ride is scary. A scary ride.
Yes, but
she is a scary part of it.
Yes, and it turns out that...
Is she not too menacing for him?
Well, here's the thing. It's sort of a front with her, too.
What?
Yeah. Oh. She's not as mean as everyone thinks, and everyone stays away. And honestly, in Fantasyland, no one wants to have anything to do with her. Even Captain Hook is scared of her. There's nobody in Fantasyland who wants to hang out with her.
So the other animatronics come to life after midnight, don't
realize just after
that that's
closing. It doesn't have to be closing. After midnight.
But regardless, they don't know that it's just her job.
Well, they do. Well, role. I mean, Snow White is spreading rumors. She's very gossipy.
God, she would.
Yeah, she tells everyone, so they all stay away from her. Like I said, even
when
the other bad guys.
All seven dwarfs backing her up, too.
Yes. Plus, she's ugly. There's a lot of how you look is very lookism. There's a lot of how you look is really important in Fantasyland. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so the hag witch, the evil witch, and drunky
Feet dangler.
Yeah.
They get together and they really understand it. But they in public they don't acknowledge because they don't want to rock the boat.
Right. So they have like a little bit of a secret thing.
They have a secret thing.
I like that.
I like it. I think as long as my one concern about this secret relationship is Drunky McFeet Dangler, the pirate, you know, I imagine he's going to want to take it to the next level at some point. And I hope that they just address that openly and deal with it when that comes.
But next level of sex or marriage?
I guess just telling people that they're dating. Okay. Like, that's a pretty baseline level, if you ask me.
I was like, they could get married. No, they have a secret wedding.
As long as it's a secret. I'm looking out for them.
Eventually they have the courage to do it. Because
does need that? Like, obviously she is cool with, like, having this sort of front anyway.
I mean, I don't know him as well as Mogi does.
Right.
I did spend, at least 5 minutes under him. It was a long 5 minutes.
Right, so we're doing a lot of projecting here, and that's okay.
Yeah. They are theme park ships.
What is that supposed to mean?
well,
Patrick,
see.
What is it supposed to mean? Do you have a theme park?
So I have two theme park ships, and one is a little bit of a... it deals with established same-day shipping lore.
Oh.
So, Mushu, right?
Oh, no. Is this because Kelly's not here, which we didn't acknowledge Kelly is
Kelly's,
missing?
Kelly's not here, so I will do my best to represent her interests. Mushu has heard our show. And he's like, man, I would love to get with Smaug. Love it. I'd love to crawl into all of his little orifices and like slither around his balls. But he sadly cannot. For Smaug is a fictional character.
But Mushu is real.
Mushu's real
in this story.
Mushu's real. So all he can do is imagine Smog.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
As he's doing this, he's imagining so hard. What pops into his head? Figment from the Journey into Imagination at Epcot. Are you familiar with Figment?
No, I thought you were going to do Imagine Dragons.
No.
A band?
No,
they're
I would
fictional.
Never. That's like shipping someone with Dennis Miller.
You were doing a dragon ship and you were building it up and you're like, and he has to imagine. And he's imagining.
Then it's a journey into imagination, which is what Figment is from.
And last time we talked about theme parks on the show.
You're talking, you sound a lot like someone who's never been to Epcot, Colin.
I haven't. That's the one in Florida, right?
Yeah.
I think I may have. I don't know. I was a young child when I went to the Florida one.
I was also but a child the last time I was at Epcot.
I'm trying to remember. Describe Figment for you.
So
please.
Figment is a Mushu-sized dragon.
Okay, I'm into it.
But he's proportioned a little bit more like Peach Dragon. He's like the heavier bottom. Yeah.
He's a pear shape.
Yeah, he's a good pear shape. He is purple. He's got like green spikes.
Oh, listen, okay. I can totally picture him. I think I know exactly what you're saying.
He's a red dragon. He wears a top hat and like tails, right?
Yes.
So like
his tail.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's got three tails total.
Aww.
Oh. He's a little gentleman dragon.
Yeah.
So he's going to teach Mushu that he doesn't need to be so super nasty with Smaug. He can just have like a nice gentleman's relationship with a fellow dragon.
Oh my God.
I'm picturing
like Michael Caine and Steve Martin right now. This is awesome. I love
it's it. Just gritty rotten scoundrels.
Yeah, but I'm just like. Fiction?
No, is Figment. Figment.
Figment. Figment. You know, he's like, if you're going to romance a dragon, the way to do it is thusly. And he like pulls out a tablecloth and there's a candelabra magically upon it.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that he would do.
Yeah.
That's great.
And Mushu would like try to eat the candle or stick it up his butt or something.
But Figment, you know, they meet halfway, right? Like Figment does think it's funny. Because he's a fan of imagining things.
Yeah.
He's proper, but he's not a stick in the mud.
No.
Sure.
He can
still find fun.
Yeah. All right.
Colin, do you have an amusement park ship?
I do. Have you guys ever seen Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
Yes.
And do you remember when she travels to Orlando to
meet her mother?
Yes.
Yes.
To confront her mother, Lisa Kudrow. Who is, I think she calls her like a coaster head or something like that. She's obsessed with roller coasters, travels all over the world to ride roller coasters. She loves the freedom of being on a roller coaster so she can scream and feel primal and just get all of her.
I mean, she kind of went, I mean, as much as it's sad what happened to Kimmy, like it also kind of happened to her mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that's pretty horrible. Her daughter got kidnapped.
Wasn't her mom like a coaster enthusiast before? Like, isn't that part of the reason that she like wasn't around when Kimmy was a kid?
I guess I'm cutting her a little more slack. But I do think we find that that's how she deals with some of her.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, but she also like is in it to win it. Like she's there to set records and like go on roller coasters the most.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She's all in. She's both feet.
She's not trying to live life. She's trying to ride coasters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think like the point of the episode is like whether or not it's Lisa Kudrow's fault or where the balance of that lies is like Kimmy just accepts that it is what it is.
Yeah. This is who her mother is
with her life, and like it's as good as it's gonna get, and like that's the thing. Lisa Kudrow's character from that.
The coaster head.
And IRL Kid Rock.
Oh.
All right.
Why are you doing this to Coaster Head?
I mean, you may as well ship her with Imagine Dragons, Colin.
What are you doing?
What's happening
honestly,
here?
Okay, that was, again, mean to Imagine Dragons. Kid Rock is, like, not good.
Yeah, why Kid Rock?
He would love that lifestyle. He's probably living that lifestyle right
now. I don't want him to be happy. He's a huge Trump supporter.
That's right.
Oh, no. I'm not defending Kid Rock.
He broke up with his wife because she was in Borat.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Like,
who was just talking about that? I just heard about that the other day.
Sacha Baron Cohen? think it was Sacha Baron Cohen who was talking about it. Did he call you or like?
Wait, was Kid Rock married to Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes, and then and then Borat
already pulled off the wig.
Yeah, and then he's like, "I wouldn't Borat, not you, you dumb British man."
Okay, I have an amendment.
Okay,
so they're together for a little while. IRL Kid Rock and
yeah,
Lisa
she would
Kudrow's
totally
character.
Hit that.
Oh, absolutely, she
and
would love
she
it.
She would think she was like with a famous person,
right?
And I mean, she would be.
Technically.
Say,
she
say
would
what
be.
You will about Kid Rock, he is famous.
Yes, he's very famous.
Yeah, yeah. She may feel about him the way I would feel about Keanu, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so you're on a date, double date
with Kid
with
Rock,
Lisa Kudrow, and Kid Rock.
I'm not
and
even.
And Kid Rock says, "Punch me."
I don't make it to the second location, and maybe because I'm not friends with those people, I may my relationship might be over that night because. They thought I would want to do this hang.
Well, what if you're dating Kimmy Schmidt? So she's just there with
then
her mom.
Then I would do what she wanted to do because it's her
right.
mom, and like it, I would try to want to be supportive.
I don't think we heard the amendment.
No, we didn't get to the amendment. But there's all kinds of double dating thing we haven't really.
No, we have not gotten to the bottom of.
Okay.
Okay. So then Kid Rock finds an excuse to break up with her. Like, okay. You were in Borat, or like, yeah. I don't think Friends is aging that well.
Yeah.
So she is also Lisa Kudrow in this
Lisa
world?
Kudrow's
no,
character.
She is a coaster head who is very invested yeah. in Friends.
Oh, yeah.
She loves the
right.
show.
Okay. And always
Ross
talks about
is her
Lisa
favorite.
She's like, pivot, pivot. Like, we get it. Pivot's yeah. the only joke that holds up.
Rock, hard place. Me. I still like it.
I also like,
I think about it once a week and it makes me happy.
I also really like Chandler saying that Handel is his middle name and then he pauses and says, actually, it's the middle part of my first name. I think that's a good joke.
And honestly, and it's not great television, but if it was in a show I watch now, the Erogenous Zones thing, that performance of Courtney Cox is really funny.
Oh, yeah. When she's like,
when she's
the
like
numbers.
One, two. And a little three. And then she like turns herself on looking at a drawing of a person with numbers on it.
Yeah.
It's amusing.
That's pretty good.
That's a great performance. All right. So there are at least three jokes.
But despite those three jokes, Kid Rock breaks up with her.
Well, because he doesn't appreciate them.
He doesn't get them. I don't know who she ends up with. Maybe she moves up. Maybe she. Now I'm lost. I'm thinking about so many Friends episodes.
I mean, were you trying to say she's the worst, so give her another worst? Or are you just trying to say she's kind of like
saying,
trashy and interested in like the flashy surface of things, so give her someone else who would have the same appreciation?
You know who she needs? She needs like a parrot head. She needs someone.
Jimmy Buffett.
She is a parrot head.
Is she?
Is she?
In a sense. She's a branch. She's a feather upon a parrot.
Well, this is. Hold on. Wait, what do you think a parrot head is?
I know what a parrot head is.
I don't know
clearly,
if that's true.
I clearly am exemplifying how much I know what that term means.
What does it mean, Colin?
It's a fan
tell
of
us.
Jimmy Buffett. It's someone who lives in northern Florida who loves Jimmy
okay.
Buffett.
All right. Okay. We're there.
I'm saying she's part of. She's a lovely blue or red.
I mean, she's
the,
yes.
She's like she's an analog.
Yeah.
To,
she's
a
definitely an analog. I think she could. But here's the thing: parrot heads like to go to concerts, and she likes
right.
to go to amusement parks.
Sure.
Now, state fairs
there
sometimes have both.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe she needs a fair head.
Tommy Shaw, lead guitarist of the band Styx. Who I'm sure is on the state fair
circuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
all right, there we go.
Thing you've ever said. I'm sure he's on the state. Oh. Yeah, I don't know for her.
She's
no?
tough.
I
she's
you're
tough.
Saying that St. Viter alumni of Palatine, Illinois,
right,
Tommy Shaw.
That's how you knew it. Okay, cool. Okay. What if we go for opposites attract for Coaster Lady?
Okay.
And we go for an engineer who builds roller coasters.
Oh,
me his... playing Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yes. Patrick and Coaster Lady.
Sitting in a tree.
Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
Yeah, we probably
do. If you would like to have your questions read and answered on the show, you can tweet at us at ShippleDips, that's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips, or you can email us at ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com.
Okay, so this comes from at Scott Max, and okay, honestly, this is hilarious, given what we were just talking about like 10 minutes ago. With regard to Kylo having no one but Rey, how could you forget about Hux? I'm sorry, sir.
There's Hux? So much wrong with this. One, Hux is a dud. Two, they do not have any push-pull in their relationship.
No. They've never met.
I'm sorry, you're confused.
Yeah, no. Oh, he's shipping Kylo and Hux?
Oh, I was thinking Rey.
Wait. Rey and Hux?
You think that? I thought the question was, how could you say the
Kylo
only person
has no
for
one but Rey?
Yes.
Right. How could you forget about Hux? No, they don't even like each other, Kylo and Hux.
I mean, yeah, and they
it's
don't,
it's like
they
an
don't
ignoring past each other relationship,
yeah.
Right? Like,
I mean,
Hux says
by
something.
The end of the second movie, Hux is calling him Supreme Leader, so he can't ignore him anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what happens. But it's not, they don't, there's no frisson. And we've seen
Domhnall Gleeson.
Yes. Have chemistry with people before.
Like in that time travel Love Actually movie.
Honestly, I would go, yes, the time Megan again of love in time.
I'm yeah, what sorry. Is it called?
Rachel McAdams will love you in time.
Right. And Bill Nye will have all the information outside of the time loop because he also out of time. No?
Out of sight.
It's out of sight.
No, it's out of sight.
Time.
That scene with him and George Clooney.
Okay, honestly,
in the trunk.
In the scene with, and it is a little cheesy, and I know some people critique it because it's not their favorite part of Last Jedi, but the antagonism between Hux and Poe is more interesting.
There we go.
Than Hux and Kylo.
I got an OTP with Poe, though. I can't.
Yeah, but it's.
I can't let him get away from Finn.
You don't think Finn is going to experiment with Rey? At some point, and Poe's going to need to blow off steam.
I mean, Poe strikes me as Polly. You know, he's got Laura Dern. Yeah. You know, he had a thing with Leia.
With
we
Leia,
established
yeah.
that.
I mean, I rewatched Last Jedi this week.
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like
then,
holding her
when,
hand okay, while she's so, unconscious. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah. Well, and then right. later when Holdo's like, yeah. I like him. And Leia goes, me too. Like, I think you can ship Poe in nearly all directions.
Yes. Yeah, okay, Poe is very versatile.
He's omni-shippable.
Wow.
Oh, except,
omni-shippable
okay,
is the
say,
sexiest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I don't know about Poe and Rose. Because he's too... She needs to grow up. Maybe yeah. by the end of the third movie, she'll be in a place where I can ship her with, like, everyone else with Poe. But
yeah.
There's something very childish about her, and he's not... I don't want to see him kiss a child.
I think in like situations like that, Poe would kind of just act like the cool babysitter. Where
yeah.
he'd be like, you got a crush. That's cool, kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of those. Because just because he's shippable with everyone doesn't mean he has to doink and boink his way through the galaxy.
That's true. We need to keep him healthy.
I'm just not prepared to say that I don't ship. I can only say that I don't ship that yet.
You know who I kind of ship, and I'm horrible again with names.
Mm.
Who does Lupita play in this movie?
Yes, the character's name is
Maz
Kanata.
Yes. Just from that one scene in Last Jedi, I ship Poe. Because we don't, before that movie, we don't know that Maz and Poe know each other because Poe doesn't, whatever.
Right, he's not on that planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is presumed dead at that time.
Is presumed dead, but. Come on. But in Last
Dead
Jedi,
no
when she's talking about the Master Codebreaker, which is my other favorite thing, there's so many favorite things from Last Jedi, but I love that we get set up for that Justin Theroux character, and then it's like, let's not go to that guy. But when she's telling Poe, like, there's no way, or there's only one person who could do it while she's fighting, and he's kind of like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I could ship them too.
Mm-hmm.
He's really omni-shippable.
He's omni-shippable.
Well, so that settles it. But Hux...
Well, it really doesn't. We didn't talk about...
Hux and Kylo. Kylo doesn't respect him enough or something. Like, there's something where it's like... I think Hux...
I feel like he
anyone,
doesn't even register
yeah,
to
Kylo. Whereas Hux is... And we'll see how Hux goes in this next episode because it could become a hate situation, which could be interesting because
I can hate
Hux is going to work for Kylo for like a year. And Hux likes...
Nothing hotter than working for someone for a year.
No, someone that you hate.
This is like how we kind of jokingly ship you with your work nemesis. And we don't know the real dynamic between it.
Right.
You're like Kylo, and you're like, no, you guys don't. You don't get it. You think I talk this way about him because I love him, but I fucking hate him. Why don't you understand?
That was like maybe the nicest thing you've ever done is make me the Kylo and not the Hux.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.